New research has found nearly half of people infected by the coronavirus in the early stages of the outbreak were asymptomatic. And those findings by the Scripps Research Institute found that about 45% of those who tested positive for the virus showed no symptoms, which was a major contributor to the spread of COVID-19. And joining us with more on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline is Dr. Amish Adulja. Doctor, we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. How has this made the virus more difficult to track and control?
Well, what it means is that when people get infected, they don't necessarily have symptoms as a guide to know whether or not they're harboring the virus. And there's been some questions of what proportion of spread is due to people who don't have any symptoms, whether they're asymptomatic or just haven't yet developed symptoms. And that becomes something that makes it much harder to control the virus because if you don't know who's infected, then it really becomes very hard to distinguish. And that allows the virus to spread from those asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic individuals to other individuals.
So, I mean, the more we learn about this virus, it seems like the less that we know. And if you're going to get the virus, is it really a 50-50 chance that you will have symptoms or you won't?
Well, we know that asymptomatic cases tend to cluster in certain age groups. So the younger you are, the more likely you are to have a clinically inapparent infection, one without symptoms. But we've also seen prisons and nursing homes have a lot of people that don't have symptoms at all. So what we know is that this virus affects each person kind of idiosyncratically. And we don't quite know what governs that, meaning who's going to have symptoms and who's not going to have symptoms. That's kind of one of the mysteries we're trying to figure out. And then we need to know how much do those individuals actually spread this, or are they responsible for the epidemic continuing.
So then what are your thoughts on the spread as businesses begin to reopen in California? And as you probably know, our state just reported its largest single day increase. Do you think most people will be asymptomatic?
I do think when we look back at this pandemic, we will see that there was a very, very high proportion of asymptomatic cases, and that we will understand that it was only a certain select few that ended up having symptoms needing to be hospitalized or dying. But because everybody is so susceptible to this virus, even a small percentage of a big number is still a big number, and that's why this outbreak has been so hard to control. But I do think this is something that we're going to hear more about, and there's probably going to be more changes in the science as we learn more about what governs that asymptomatic spread or pre-symptomatic spread.
We are seeing these spikes right now like we've had in California. If we see a significant second wave, like many say we will, any idea if it'll be sooner rather than later, or will it be later this fall as we get into flu season? Do we know?
Well, it's hard to actually number the waves because we're still not through the first wave yet, and we're seeing states have new spikes in activity based on people socially interacting. But I do think we have to prepare for the fall being rough, when this virus will likely be favored by the environmental conditions, and it'll also be at the same time that we're having influenza season, so we could see hospitals come under some stress trying to take care of patients with both the coronavirus and influenza.
Do you think we're making any real progress on this right now?
I do think in June 2020 we're much better than we were in March 2020. We do know a lot more about the risk factors for severe disease. We understand spread a lot better. We have some experimental antivirals. We know how to take care of these patients in terms of the ICU care a lot better. Our diagnostic testing is worlds better. We're doing over 500,000 tests per day. So I do think we have made progress, but I do think it's going to still be a long fight before this virus is something that's no longer a risk to us.
What are we doing wrong right now, in your opinion?
I think it's that the fact that people believe that because social distancing that was enforced by the government has disappeared, that means that the virus is kind of controlled. What it means is that we actually have hospital capacity now and diagnostic testing. That doesn't mean that you can kind of act as if the virus isn't there. You have to really think about this as an individual, what risks are worth taking, what risks are not, and realize that the virus is going to be with us until there's a vaccine. So no activity is going to be without risk, and you really have to think about that. And I think that's what we're doing wrong now, is that people have kind of taken this virus to be gone because the stay-at-home orders have been lifted. Yeah. And people forget that the stay-at-home orders were in order to preserve hospital capacity.
Got to ask you before we let you go here, how much closer do you think we are to a vaccine right now? That's the question everybody wants to know the answer to.
I mean, we're inching towards a vaccine. We are moving very fast, faster than we have with any other vaccine. We have vaccine candidates in phase 3 clinical trials already, which is kind of unprecedented. But I do think we shouldn't wed ourselves to a date that we think that this vaccine will be available. I think it could be up to 2 years. It's in the realm of possibility that we have some lots of the vaccine, some doses that are available by the end of the year. But I think we have to be prepared for there to be glitches when we're trying to scale up production. But everybody is hopeful that a vaccine will happen, and I think it is going to happen. It's just a question of how long it will take.